Rodrigo Duterte's use of profanity seems pretty shocking for a head of state, but it got us wondering, is he unusual? The World's History Desk has been peeking behind the diplomatic curtain to check this one out, and Chris Wolf is here to tell us what he found. So let's start with President Duterte, Chris. The White House says he's well known for his colorful language. So what kind of verbal bombs has Duterte dropped in the past?
Well, the words he used about President Obama were relatively mild. For example, he once told the entire nation of Singapore to pretty much just F you. You're a garrison pretending to be a country, he said. Mm. He routinely calls all United Nations officials the same phrase that he used about President Obama, that they're the sons and daughters of ladies of ill repute, shall we say. And he's even told that entire organization, the whole of the United Nations, to just F you as well. And then there's the Pope. Last year, he called the Pope the same thing, the son of a so-and-so, after his motorcade caused traffic jams in Manila.
Yeah, so the Pope, this was last year during his visit there?
That's right, yes. But let's not pretend for a moment that holy men or men of the cloth have some kind of monopoly on purity. Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, once described Henry VIII, the King of England, as a pig, an ass, a dunghill, the spawn of an adder, a basilisk, a lying buffoon, a mad fool with a frothy mouth.
Okay, you just went way back in the history time machine there. How unusual is Duterte if we're talking about all of history?
Well, he is pretty unusual. I mean, for the last few hundred years, the diplomats have developed this code of decent conduct. And it doesn't mean you can't insult somebody, but you do it intelligently, creatively, with a little nod and a wink. For example, one master of this was another Filipino, a guy called Carlos Romulo, a diplomat who was a short man in the 1940s. And when U.S. generals were kind of making fun of his stature, he said, well, at least I'm a dime amongst nickels.
Okay.
And then there was the British General Wellington, who was never once defeated by the French in battle. But when he met some of the generals he had beaten at the Congress of Vienna, a diplomatic conference, they turned their backs on him, which was a huge insult. But he says, do not worry, gentlemen, I'm not offended, for I've seen your backs before, meaning when they were running away from the battlefield.
Now, today, we've got the new British Foreign Minister, Boris Johnson. He's almost, his whole career has been almost defined by insults, hasn't it?
Yeah, he's, for example, just this spring, he won a prize of $1,000 for writing a really filthy limerick about the president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Wow.
And then in 2007, he wrote a column saying, I want Hillary Clinton to be president. And Boris Johnson wrote, she's got dyed blonde hair and pouty lips and a steely blue stare like a sadistic nurse in a mental hospital. And I have to remind you that this man is now head of the UK's once formidable diplomatic corps.
Yeah, none of this is going to win hearts and minds. So who are the prime suspects when it comes to politicians who insult other politicians?
Well, I think it's kind of when unusual politicians step into high office, what you might call like vulgar populist demagogues, for want of a better word. For example, perhaps, we can include Vladimir Putin in this group at a meeting of leaders of the former Soviet states. He once urged them to work harder and, quote, just stop chewing snot from one year to the next. Then you'd think of people like Mussolini, Napoleon, and then Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan leader, went to the United Nations and got up to the podium right after George W. Bush and said, he sniffed around saying, I smell sulfur, like the fumes of the devil had just been there.
Yeah, what about the United States? You've conspicuously not mentioned anything about the 2016 presidential campaign.
Well, it's up for listeners to make up their own mind about which candidate fits better into which of these categories. But like mostly in American politics, these kind of insults are reserved for other domestic politicians rather than international figures. Bob Dole once wrote about Carter, Ford and Nixon, see no evil, hear no evil and evil. And then Lyndon B. Johnson on Gerald Ford. He's a nice guy, but he played too much football with his helmet off. And it goes way back to John Quincy Adams, who, wrote publicly about Thomas Jefferson. He has a slur upon the moral government of the world.
I mean, we can laugh and joke about it now, but insults among diplomats, among politicians, it can be consequential, right?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, even when we go back to the diplomatic code of impugning somebody's honor, let alone this kind of brazen, public, crude rhetoric. Yeah, this is the kind of thing that can cause a war.
The World's One Man History Desk, Chris Wolf, thank you, as always.
You're welcome, Marco.